Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Plenty of turmoil in Israel. And now Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, trying to ram through this radical law that will strip the judiciary of a lot of its independence, and it's triggered mass protests. People are taking to the streets. I hear that the airport in Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion Airport, has been shut down. They won't allow planes to take off there because people are on strike. Real mess over there. To sort it out for us, we've got Jordana Miller, our buddy. She's the ABC News correspondent in Jerusalem. Good morning or good afternoon to you, Jordana.
Hi, Michael. I have to say we've never seen anything like this. Israel is in such a deep national crisis, which really hit a climax last night after weekly protests and sometimes even during the week. We heard the defense minister here, who's part of Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party, the second most powerful politician, come out Saturday night and say, I'm finished with these reforms. They're tearing apart the military. Reservists that we need are not showing up. Thousands more are threatening to boycott, and we need to halt these reforms. And the protesters, he was swiftly fired by Netanyahu the next day. The protesters came out last night once the news broke. Spontaneously, there were 150,000 Israelis in the streets until about 3 and 4 in the morning when police finally evacuated them. Netanyahu has never faced this kind of pressure. The labor union joining the strike today, that's what's affecting Ben-Gurion International Airport. But I can tell you also parts of hospitals are closed, malls, banks, the post office, some of the civil municipal services. And Netanyahu is now expected in the next couple hours to finally call for a pause in these judicial reforms.
Oh, so there's a chance he's going to back down now, because I was going to ask you, does anybody support what he wants to do, Jordana?
Listen, Netanyahu had to, in a sense, make a deal with the devil to get back into power. That was embracing the far right and part of his party on the extreme right that wanted to just overhaul the judicial system, right? The far right has been angry at the Supreme Court and the courts in general for 2 decades here. Because of the pullout of Gaza, because of Oslo, because they can't do whatever they want in the West Bank, right, and expand settlements. And so they have been calling to reform the judiciary. Netanyahu never let them do it. But this time, he's on corruption. He's on trial for corruption. It may help him. And so he went along with it, and it turned out to be a grave miscalculation because Israelis, it turns out, are well aware of their democratic rights and what democracy means. And I think it's been a surprise to everybody to see so many people from all sectors of Israeli society coming out against these reforms. They simply are not going to be able to push them through.
Now, with all this turmoil and people in the military walking off the job or not signing up, we know Israel's surrounded by enemies. Is there the danger that some of Hezbollah or some group like that will use this as an opportunity to strike at Israel?
Well, I mean, that's a terrific point. And I think that, one of the main reasons the defense minister came out and said, I'm finished with this, is because he said, we're facing so many threats and the enemy sees us as weak when there are all these divisions. And he said it's eroding morale. Israel is, it relies heavily on its elite reservist forces. Those are the guys that fly the F-35, near and far, the guys in the Mossad, the cybersecurity guys. These are the people who come loyally every year to train and be prepared for the next war, well into their 40s. And they were the ones who really here, we have to give them credit. They were the ones that tipped the scales here because they said, we're not showing up for training. initially a few hundred, then almost 2,000, then several thousand others said, we're going to, anything passes, we're done. And then it started to really, the defense minister could see it was going to erode Israel's operational capabilities. So he called, he said, I'm done.
Hey, Jordana, we got to run, but just very, very quickly. Can Netanyahu, can the government fall because of this?
Absolutely. And that's what Netanyahu's scrambling to do right now. He's trying to keep his far-right ministers in the government as he calls this off.
Right.
They have nowhere to go, so it'll still probably survive.
Right. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll check back with you because it's an unfolding story. Thanks, Jordana Miller. Enjoy.
Thanks, Jordana.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye-bye. Up next, Joe Borelli, minority leader of the city council, is going to be with us. A Brooklyn lawmaker wants to put a 25-cent tax on deliveries by Amazon. What does Joe Borelli think of that? That's coming up next. But now let's get the news. 7 o'clock.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.